The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. When I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered proclaims on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for one coin? And yet one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
According to the National Alliance of Mental Illness, nearly one in five of all adults in the United States suffer from an anxiety disorder. So just look around. One out of every five of us. That's a lot. And excessive anxiety comes in two origins. For many people, well, it simply runs in the family, being handed down from one generation to the next. For others, anxiety disorders come about from their environment, from how they live and where they live. Maybe they have experienced a traumatic event in their, or have simply lived in a hostile situation for too long. Jeremiah, our anxious prophet from the first reading, is clearly a member of the latter group. He did not have an easy life. No prophet does. And his calling to speak the truth when nobody wanted to hear it is made evident in even worse. Let's face it, even today, if people speak the truth, we don't want to hear it. Come on, let's admit it. I know you do, because I do. We don't often like the truth. We'd rather be lied to. The truth that Jeremiah had to communicate was that if the people of Jerusalem, his beloved city, did not reform their lives and the way they were living, and soon, their city would be destroyed. And the Jews just thought, well, they believed if they just maintained their regular sacrifices in the temple, God would protect them. Like so many people who come to church. Let's face it. So many people come, I have to be there. Yes, you do have to be here. Because God wants us here as a family to celebrate with him. The Jews thought that if they just worshiped and did their sacrifices in the temple and paid the temple tax, that God would save them. For they were the chosen people. Well, many times, they may have thought they were chosen, but God gave them a heck of a lot of burden to carry. And when the Assyrian army besieged Jerusalem many centuries before, it was miraculously struck down with disease, and it had to retreat. They thought that was going to happen again because they were the chosen ones. They were the children of God. But they did not do God's will. Jeremiah was caught between the hard message that God wanted him to deliver and the rocky, stone rocky hearts that of those people that did not want to receive it. I'm sure there are many people like that today. All we have to do is look around at our society. Our society tells us what to do, but that is against the will of God. God does not want that to be done. Some of our leaders, I won't mention names, but I know who you think I'm talking about, think it's okay to have an abortion. That is the killing of life. God created life, not some of our leaders. And I think you know who I'm talking about. But if the church says something to them, if it tells them the truth, they don't want to hear it. Just like a certain person out in California who was for abortion, one of her bishops finally spoke up and said she cannot receive communion at the churches. She is not eligible to receive communion. She can attend, but she cannot come up for communion. The next day, it was all over the newspaper that she was being persecuted by the Catholic Church for telling the truth. That's prophets are tapping to prophets. We are persecuted for telling the truth. And believe it or not, you also are a prophet. You are called to tell the truth. Because at your baptisms, you were called, you were called to the mission of Christ, to be priest, prophet, and king. So in our society, we are all called to be priests, prophets, and kings. Not to say mass, but to proclaim the God, message of God that he sent us. To tell the truth of the message of God in our world. To tell the truth of the message of God in our society. As Christians, we too can feel that anxiety of Jeremiah because we live in that society where many people feel that God simply does not matter to them. Instead of being confined to a temple, as in Jeremiah's time, God is confined to the realm of the personal sentiment. It's my knowledge. When we Christians try to speak on matters involving social justice and public policies, we can often be met with hostility. And not just from other people, but from our leaders and from those in charge. We are often told that faith has no place in the public square. It certainly does, because that is where the public square came from. The public square came from God. And if you visit the basilicas and the churches in Mexico and in Europe, you will find that the church front door of the church opens up to a public square, usually with a fountain in the middle. It was that fountain that baptisms were taking place that people could enter the church. The public square is a place for that to be talked about. The path forward for us Christians is the gospel. In speaking to the 12 apostles, Jesus tells them, fear no one. We don't need to be afraid of our public officials. And if you fear them, that's your, not mine. Because I have two words for them, and they aren't happy birthday. You can fill in whatever words you want. This may sound boastful and something easy for someone else to say about our lives, but it's not. It's not easy. It's not easy being a prophet in our society today. All you have to do is go down on, I think it's the third Friday of the month, when they say the rosary by the abortion clinic here in Norman. There are a group of people who meet and publicly stand outside and say the rosary for those people who are committing abortions or having abortions done. And they get persecuted for that. Read the four Gospels, and you'll find Jesus very bravely saying what needs to be said. He wasn't afraid. He came down to tell the truth. And that is the mission of Christ that we participate in by our baptisms. Unlike Jeremiah, though, Jesus never demands vengeance on those who oppose him. When his opponents conspire to have him nailed to a Roman cross, he prays for their forgiveness. This is fearlessness at its deepest. Jesus does not fear anything for himself. He only fears for others. This is fear perfected by divine love. While we may never have perfect our courage or our love to directly mirror those of Christ, we can strive to imitate them. This begins by our acknowledging that our baptismal calling to speak prophetically will often not be welcomed. Those who may oppose our speaking on our behalf of the gospel are doing so out of fear. They are afraid. They are afraid of the truth. We cannot fear the truth. They fear change. We cannot fear change. Our only focus needs to be love. Love for the gospel and love for others. And may we strive to confront our fears and so allow Christ to wipe through us in bringing reconciliation into our world.